Get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes, cause I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Happy Monday, the 28th of October. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Looking at close to 60 for the high today. What's the good vibes this morning?
What's going on?
Let's set the tone for the week, shall we? Where's our friends, Breeze?
They're here. They're ramped and they're ready. Amy from Sodas. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Off to another busy week of kids' activities. And gonna start Christmas shopping. Oh, Amy.
Wow. Say no more.
Get after it, my queen.
Those Black Friday deals.
They're not gonna shop for themselves. So, I love it. Good for her.
Are you excited for the... Because you know after Thursday, that's it. Game over.
It's absolutely over, so...
So this is Christmas.
Oh my God. No, I'm terrified.
There's a reason. Like, I never pursued a singing
career. It was for the best.
It's
for the best. I support you in nearly everything you do. That's simply not one of them.
So. I went in for an audition once. They're like, okay, we love you for the part. Do you know how to sing? Like, are you baritone or?
What I'm was
like,
it? What? Dear Evan Hansen?
I was like, what? No, I can't sing worth crap.
They're like, we're going to actually go in a different direction. Thank you so much. Well,
this role, actually, we need somebody that has
a. You did apply for a musical. You do know that. Like, right?
No. Can't you just dub someone else's voice in and I'll lip sync it?
They're like, we're so good. Thank you, though.
Whatever.
I need to tell you some big news.
Oh, what?
This weekend was...
You got engaged.
No. Could you imagine? I wait till like the last break of the show. I'm like, so I have to tell you something.
Is that stone lab grown?
I know. Is it lab grown or is
What's
it
the
from
news,
the mine?
Breeze?
Moved some stuff in this weekend. Got a king bed.
Yeah.
Put a bed frame together.
Uh-huh.
So, it's happening pretty soon.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's kind of it.
Okay.
I thought you'd be proud of me that I put together a bed frame, but that's all right. You don't have to give me my flowers. You're good.
Well,
don't worry about it. Don't think twice about it.
Just saying, how hard is it?
Hard.
A bed frame?
Breeze the builder, so.
Is it steel or wood?
I don't know. It was from Walmart.
You would know if it's steel or wood. What's it made out of? What's
steel.
The bed? The bed frame
well,
was...
Well, and then there's wood pallets.
Okay, so it's steel with wood pallets.
Yeah.
You need something strong to hold a king mattress.
Period. So, yeah. I thought you'd be proud, but that's okay. I misread the situation. No worries.
It's okay. Okay. Who else is here?
Nobody. Amy says, 8 kids and 10 grandkids. Gotta start now. Gotta get ahead of it. The Christmas shopping.
That is not fun to do.
No.
And listen, when my brother and sister-in-law had twins, of course, everyone was very happy for them. Mm-hmm. I was. Genuinely, I'm happy. But the first thing that popped into my mind was, this is 2 more birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
This is more Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Everyone quit it. That's it. Everyone's cut off.
You're done.
You're done.
It's over.
Get that vasectomy. Get everybody.
Oh my God. Okay. What about you? Vibes?
They're good. I'm excited for this week, Breeze. It's going to be a fun week. Halloween is Thursday. We should do a Halloween special on this show. What is that? Well, we'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, we have no clue.
We got to plan it. Overall, though, it was a great weekend. The Bills won. 31-10 against the Seahawks yesterday. Just absolutely blew them out of the water. So that's always fun to watch when they're winning. You had a fun time this weekend, aside from putting together the bed frame.
Yeah, I walked in the fashion show, which was great. What else did I do? Went to a Halloween party.
Yep.
Went to the block party yesterday. Like, I was just, I just simply got after it.
You're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, though, on the show, I want to talk about the Rochester Candlelight Ghost Walks, because they're going to do one of those on tonight. They're going to do one on Wednesday. I'll share with you guys why these are so popular and how you can get tickets for them coming up for the big story of the day. I think this is something I'm actually going to commit to. I think I'm going to do it.
One can only hope.
Yeah, we'll talk
cross
about
cross your fingers and toes.
That coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. Mount Hope Cemetery is not just home to famous burial sites like that of Frederick Douglass. Of course, our beloved Susan B. Anthony.
Susie B.
According to one local ghost tour guide, it's home to spirits of many others. Jenny Lynn is the owner of Rochester Candlelight Ghost Walks. I'm very intrigued. She says Rochester is full of visitors from the afterlife. As she was waiting for security, she was waiting for security one evening in Mount Hope Cemetery and says a man jogged right by her. And she says, I started calling out to him. Hey, I need some help. I'm locked in. And she says he sort of just jogged straight into a tree and disappeared.
Can you imagine? Stop.
She says Mount Hope is far from the only place in Rochester to experience the paranormal. You have the White Lady's Castle in Irondequoit. Probably the most popular spot for anyone looking for that spooky legend. I don't know what that woman's up to. Most of Lynn's experiences come from the Union Tavern on Culver Road. I've never been there. I'm not familiar with it. But she says there's very active ghosts there. We've been doing ghost dinners there for a while now. And just the other night, we had our dinner on a Sunday evening, and the lights began blinking down in the basement when we were talking about the ghost in the basement, she says.
Right.
There's always something happening. If anyone is interested in tagging along for a haunted tour of Rochester, Candlelight Ghost Walks has two more events this week before Halloween. There's going to be one tonight and then one on Wednesday. For tickets, you can head on over to rochesterghost.com. I'm like, take my money. Really? I'm down. I kind of want to do this.
You got to go.
There's a haunted pub crawl in Fairport. That's going to be Wednesday. And then there's a haunted pub crawl in Irondequoit. These are all great. I think that's going to be at Shamrock Jack's. And then there's another one at Fairport Brewing Company. Again, that's rochesterghost.com. Pretty cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm all big on that. Intern Hannah walked in. Good morning, Hannah Banana.
Hi, Hannah.
Okay, Breeze, tease this. I don't know. Like, how do you...
I know. So basically, like, I love the weekend. We all love the weekend, right? And when we're in the weekend...
Good artist.
I'm still thinking about... No, ew, not that. I'm still thinking about the next weekend. So I got into a little bit of a tiff with my girlfriend this past weekend because I was referring to this upcoming weekend as this weekend. She's like, no, that's next weekend.
Okay.
So
that's the argument.
Yeah.
All right.
When you're talking about this upcoming weekend, is it this weekend or is it next weekend? It's confusing, and people are on either side. I literally asked everyone I encountered. I'm like, wait, am I crazy? So please make me feel a little less crazy or validate her feelings and tell me I am. 585-252-9800.
This Saturday, that's going to be this weekend, or is it next weekend?
This weekend.
This weekend.
But it's not so much. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it next on PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. This weekend, or is it next weekend? So this Saturday coming up is next weekend.
No, it's this weekend.
Well, not really.
It's this weekend. Oh, my God. It is the great debate of this weekend versus next weekend.
So what's your question then, Breeze?
Really,
like, how did this come about? Why are we asking this?
So... this past weekend, it was Saturday morning. My girlfriend and I were doing our Saturday morning routine.
Last weekend.
Yeah, I guess. This past weekend. I feel like last weekend would be the weekend before. Oh, my God. It's so annoying. Anyways.
This is why you ask people to turn their radio on. Is this the break?
Because it's relatable and they are going through it too. They're going through it too.
Who is going through it?
Everyone. Everyone experiences it in their own way.
There's so much confusion being caused right now because people can't decipher whether this Saturday coming up is this weekend or next weekend. Well, I'm going to say this weekend because we just had this past weekend.
So
you got to be high for this break.
I looked it up and it said to refer to the weekend of the week you're in, you should say this weekend, meaning this weekend you're currently in. This week you're currently in.
Right.
But last weekend or this past weekend, I said this upcoming weekend. And my girlfriend was like, no, it's next weekend. It's just too much.
Oh my God.
It's too much. My brain hurts.
Hold on. Let me go to the phones. Hi, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mac.
Mac, what up, bro?
Hey. So we're talking about next Saturday, this Saturday kind of thing.
Yeah.
The weekend.
Yeah.
So listen, what I always say is this upcoming Saturday or this upcoming Sunday.
Okay.
That way it doesn't put any, because it is a really big divide.
It is.
You know, people want to live in the moment. They want it to be this weekend and that'll be next weekend.
Right.
But use upcoming. It's always it's a play it safe kind of measure.
So no one's confused and no one's making plans for the wrong day.
So if it's today we're talking about and we're to have plans on Saturday, we would say it's this Saturday.
This upcoming.
Not next weekend. This weekend. It's this weekend.
Right.
This Friday morning, we're going to say next weekend, not this weekend.
That's good.
He's like, wow, right, you know, so that's why you say upcoming.
Upcoming. It's 100% usually a play it safe.
Mac, have you ran into this before?
I have, definitely, and that's why I use upcoming now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got to play it safe. You can get yourself in trouble, and there could be a lot of confusion that's caused by saying next weekend.
Because you know what? If you say, okay, let's even go back to what you were saying about Friday. You could say this current Saturday, we're going to go do XYZ, or the following Saturday. You know what I mean? You always give it that little extra.
I think it gets more confusing when you're talking about the weekend when you're in the weekend or like when you're close to the weekend. You know what I mean?
That's why when you're in the weekend, you use upcoming.
Okay.
When you're before the weekend, you say this current Saturday.
So you have to put current and upcoming.
Right.
To decipher.
Thanks for coming to our Seinfeld episode.
Literally.
Of course.
Mac, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Have a good morning, y'all.
You too.
All right, we'll see you next weekend.
Bye. Yeah, see you this upcoming Saturday.
Why am I still confused?
Do you think our general manager heard this break?
No, she doesn't listen to our show. What?
98 PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. It is the Great Debate on PXY Mornings. Returning your Halloween costume, yes or no? How many of you went to a party this weekend and everybody had the tags on?
Oh my God, that was literally me. That was literally me. I was at a Halloween party on Friday. We were having a great time. All the costumes absolutely slayed. But I couldn't help but notice that one thing they all had in common. They all had their tags hanging from underneath their armpits. And I was like, what? What is going on here?
It's crazy.
So then I was like, hey, you got... And I tried to pull it off. She said, hey, don't. I'm returning this tomorrow. The return on Amazon's already started.
I mean, some of these costumes aren't cheap either. You got people... How much did your girlfriend pay for her gorilla costume?
$100. $100.
And she left the tag on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she's one of those people.
She returned it on Saturday.
How do you feel about it?
I mean, like, I'm doing the same thing. I just didn't think everybody else was. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So my girlfriend and I were Chimp Crazy, if you've seen that show on HBO. It's a docuseries. I was Tanya, She was Tonka, and she was a chimp, and I was this absolute whacked out lady with lip injections.
What a wild story that is.
I know.
This woman fell in love with like a chimp.
She was breastfeeding it.
It was so gross.
Very strange. Anyways.
It was so odd, that whole documentary.
Yeah, it was very weird.
And so you went as Tanya. She went as Tonka, the gorilla.
And Saturday morning, like clockwork, the return was sent back to Whole Foods and already refunded.
See, I don't know. Like, I did this years ago. I would use the mall as my own personal closet. And then, you know, I got older. I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem right. This doesn't seem like the right thing to do. Because, like, I was going out with friends who were always dressing up. Mm-hmm. And we'd go out, like, Black Friday, the night before Thanksgiving, was always a huge time to go out. And I would go to the mall. I'd run to Express. I'd buy a really expensive jacket. And I'd wear it out to look nice, keep the tag on it.
And then you would have to return it on Black Friday.
Yeah.
I wouldn't return it that day. Absolute mob scene.
You know, your jacket reeks of Smirnoff. Did you wear this?
No.
Smirnoff and B.O. Yeah.
And people are doing it, though. People do it all the time.
They do it all the time.
And you're going to buy a Halloween costume. You're going to wear it once for a couple hours, especially if you pay $150. Some people go all out on Halloween.
We've had this conversation way, way, way in the past. I think it was like my first move ever. I would take my wall art off of the wall. Tags are still on, obviously, because it's just a sticker on the back. And then I'd return it to TJ Maxx. So much so that...
Wait a second. You returned the wall art?
Yeah. Canvases.
For why?
Signs. Because it didn't fit my new aesthetic of my new apartment.
Oh, that stuff's okay. But if you're going to...
No, it's not. Because I got clocked by TJ Maxx and I'm not allowed to return anything anymore. So.
Yeah, but if you buy a painting and you hang it up and it doesn't look right, you shouldn't be able to return it.
No. It was 3 years later.
Yeah, no, you're a scumbag.
No, yeah, it was 3 years later. So... I used it for 3 years.
Oh, yeah. No, you're the problem.
And it didn't fit my aesthetic.
This is the problem.
Without a receipt.
Yeah, this is the problem with the Costco return policy. Is people have... I've seen it in person.
And the Amazon return policy.
I saw somebody return a grill that was 8 years old. You should have saw the insides of this grill. And they accepted it. Because it's just going back to the manufacturer. It's no skin off their back.
Well, it makes me wonder a lot of different things, right? Are they throwing these things away? Are they reselling them? Like, can they even resell them? Because when it comes to Amazon, I don't know. Like, they take everything back.
You know how many Halloween costumes are being returned today? Amazon knows what's up.
Millions.
How many of you, 585-252-9800, went out this weekend, you wore your costume, you have every plan of returning it?
Yeah. I mean, that's everyone at the party I was at. And I mean, like, after Halloween 2, it's coming up this Thursday, and people are going to do parties this upcoming weekend. So, I don't know. It's gross, but I'm not going to not do it.
Yeah, I wonder what they do.
It just pisses me off that I thought I was the only one that did it, and now everyone's doing it. Ew, that's disgusting. They're like, you're literally doing the same thing.
I'm just curious to know how they handle these Halloween returns, the costumes. Do they repackage them, resell them? What do they do with them?
That's exactly my question. It's a big question mark, huge question mark. So.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of crap people buy and then return it.
Right.
This is a problem that's always going to exist. Now, if you take great care of it, and it's like, yeah, I wore it for a couple hours. Okay. We're all guilty of doing it. We're all guilty of it.
That's why I didn't feel bad about the wall art. It's being worn or used. It's hanging on the wall, just like it's hanging on the wall at TJ Maxx.
You got your use out of it. We'll just say that.
Well, one time, I shouldn't really say this on air. Oh, well, I'm going to do it anyways. One time I found something that was by the garbage and I took it back in. Still had the tag on it. It was wall art. What?
You found what by the garbage?
Wall art.
Where though? Where?
What? I was moving into my new apartment.
Yeah.
People had already moved out. They tossed the, I don't know, portrait of a Brooklyn Bridge, had the TJ Maxx tag, and I took it back. I got $60 for it.
Let me see here. We got a couple texts coming in, but one person who works for, I don't know if it's Kohl's or whatnot, they work in retail, and they said the short answer to this is we have a policy at our store. If it falls under general 90-day return policy rule, then we'll take it back. There you go. So you don't have to feel so bad anymore.
Right. But you, what I'm saying to you is they don't know that if you don't have a receipt. So that's not how that works if you don't have a receipt.
So in high school, my buddy was working at a retail store. We'll just say like Nordstrom's or whatever. And people were coming in and getting away with this. So they'd go up to a table. They'd take a whole bunch of sweaters, jeans, whatnot, and they bring it right up to the counter. They're like, I don't have a receipt. And they're like, well, we're going to have to give you store credit then. $500 worth of store credit in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
That easy?
Mm-hmm. And then they just go and spend what they would have already spent on the company. And that's on corporate, baby. Yeah, so just, guys, be mindful this Halloween. I mean, if you're going to return something, make sure it's in tip-top shape.
Please. That's all.
That's all we're saying.
You feel better
just
about
be
yourself.
Be mindful for the next person who buys it, you know?
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Let's chat about the success the East and Alex Association had yesterday.
Yeah.
Talk about a party. They know how to throw it. Sunday, yesterday, the Buffalo Bills absolutely dominated the Seattle Seahawks. Some would say an absolute blowout.
31-10.
And many fans watched that game on the street. They were dancing, they were eating, they were drinking, they were celebrating at the first ever block party in Rochester's East End. So the East and Alex Association is a board of people who basically are trying to figure out how to revamp that section of downtown because it used to be one of the most popular places for people to go. I mean, I remember when I was in college, literally couldn't get me off East and Alexander.
Yeah.
Now I won't go down. I think yesterday it just got the facelift it needed. There was a lot of kids there. It was an event for all ages, and there was a sea of blue and red that absolutely took over that area. The party kicked off at noon, and then obviously the game was set at 4:05. And like I said, it was cool because there was a huge TV on one end, huge TV on the other. They were playing other games, you know, as the leading up to the Bills game, things of that nature. I went with a bunch of my friends. My friend Lexi quoted in our beautiful friends at Channel 10 saying, it's giving an opportunity for everyone here in Rochester to come out, be outside, be cold, and root for the Bills. It feels like we're in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So this was a really cool event because proceeds from the party went back to help support local non-for-profits with $1 from every ticket, which they were only $3, so it's not like they were getting rich off of this. Went back to Wilmot Cancer Institute, and it was just cool. I hope they do more. I honestly wish they started it sooner because it's going to get colder here. I wish they started it in like September, but we'll know for next year.
And like you said, I mean, there's so many people that don't go downtown as much as they used to.
No,
and this was a perfect reason to get everyone together and mm-hmm. root for the Bills. So yeah. Glad you had a good time yesterday.
It was fun.
Along with everybody else. Coming up on the show, Sherry from Greece says she is not going to allow her 14-year-old son to have multiple girlfriends. I refuse to allow my son to be a player, is what Sherry's saying. She asked the question, am I being too hard on him? We'll get to her message for Parental Confidential and hear what you guys have to say coming up after the break.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance at winning.
PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy, Sherry from Greece wrote in for the show today, and in the subject of the email, it said, "My 14-year-old son wants to have two girlfriends."
Play on.
I'm not a fan of the idea. He has one girlfriend already, and I refuse for him to be a player.
Mood.
All right, let's get into the message from our girl, Sherry, on her 14-year-old son.
Hit it, Cher. Hit it, Cher.
Popeye, see you
later.
Yeah. This message is for Moose and Breezy for their parental segment on the show.
Okay.
have a 14-year-old son. He's been talking to another girl, and he wants her to come watch him at his competition event and then go to her house afterwards. He talks to her on the phone all the time and really wants to hang out with her. He seems head over heels. I really don't want him to end up being a player. I'm scared that someday these antics is going to piss off a girl and get the crap beat out of him by a guy or a friend of one of these girls. Yeah. I love my son, but he acts like a tough guy who thinks he's too cool for school. But in fact, he's really scrawny and is even scared of shots at the doctor.
Oh, T. That's big T. That's huge T. Oh, my God. Okay.
I want him to be a better person. His mom was cheated on a long time ago, and it broke me for the longest time. I want him to have integrity. I told him if he wants to see this other girl, he's going to have to break up with his current girlfriend. Mm. We are not going to support him having multiple girlfriends, and we don't have to take him anywhere if we don't want to. Am I wrong? Am I in the wrong here? Am I being too hard on him at 14? Thanks for any advice.
Wow.
585-252-9800.
Where is he coming up with this idea to do such a thing? It has to have been like TV or something.
To do what?
Have two girlfriends. How does he even know that that is an option?
I just feel like at 14, this is different than if you were to date as an adult. At 14, I don't consider it dating. What are they doing? Where are they going? Well, each other's basements to hang out. Well, you know, that the basement is a scary place sometimes.
Very much so.
But what does she do? I don't know. Why do you have this conversation with your 14-year-old? By the way, I think it's props to Sherry. It's nice that there's a parent out there who actually truly wants their kid to grow up to be respectful and have integrity.
Right.
Because let's be honest, clearly she wants to nip this in the butt now so he doesn't grow up to be a douchebag. Like that guy, Travis, that called us up on the phone.
Live long, Travis.
Yeah. Gotta wear my Midtown bracelet 24/7.
Gotta do it.
Let's get to some texts coming in here. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. Ashley's here. I think the key is honesty. If he's honest with everyone, if everyone is on board and is able to make their own educated and informed decisions, I think that's as far as I go as a parent. Be honest with people you're interested in pursuing relationships with, and especially those you're in a relationship with. 100%. Paul says, let these kids be kids. He's only 14. And I think having a girlfriend at that age, like Moose says, does not mean the same thing at 14 compared to an adult. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, if you're implementing this at the young age of 14, you're going to continue to think it's okay when you're 24 or 45.
That's a possibility. We talked about that too. I mean, the kid, he's a hard ass, but he's scared of shots at the doctor.
Right.
His mom putting him on blast. I love it. I mean, love it.
Might as well.
Yeah. Jill says, I wish more parents gave a damn about their kids running around stomping on people's feelings. Mom, you are not in the wrong here. Keep pressing your son to make better decisions when it comes to treating people, especially women, with respect. There you go. Jill, thank you for the text. Appreciate that.
Period. Period, point blank. There's a couple people weighing in saying polygamy is a thing, but at 14, question mark? I don't think teens have the ability to understand the intensity that is polygamy. Would you ever be polyamorous?
Break that down for me one more time.
Would you be polyamorous?
And that's what again?
You have multiple partners.
Like married wife?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Or dating.
You think I want to juggle that many personalities?
I don't know.
You know how many trips to things remembered I have to make for gifts? I'm good. Let's go over.
You go in, you're like, can we do an order that says I love you, Olivia? You go in 5 minutes later, we're gonna do an order that says I love you, Becky. He's like, our engraver's broken.
Put this one on a clock and this one just embroider it on a stupid blanket.
Yeah.
Pam says if he wants to have two girlfriends, he better make sure both of them are cool with the idea. If he can't bring himself to broach such a topic with both of them, then he lacks the emotional maturity for any girlfriends. Yeah, you would think a 14-year-old would. There are some 14-year-old mature kids. I think we can agree with that, depending on how they were raised. But what's that conversation going to look like?
Oh, my God.
Sup, babe?
This person says, my boyfriend's 42 and did this. They never change. Oh, my God. I think one of my favorite parts about doing the show is when people just put their significant others on blast.
Oh, mine too. Yeah. We welcome that.
We do.
As a matter of fact.
We're obsessed.
This kid is afraid of shots at the doctor's office. Has me dying in the car right now.
Period.
He's got to go in for his allergy shot. Sup, babe? I'm sorry I can't bring you to Dairy Queen tonight. I got to go get my allergy shots.
Yeah, these things happen.
We got a lot of people saying, yes, I agree with the mom. We need more parenting like this.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot have a bunch of players running the street. No, 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 we cannot.
I'm not a player no more. I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
I want him to be a better person. See, this is a trigger for the mom. She says it in the third person. His mother was cheated on a long time ago.
And mm-hmm.
it broke me for the longest time.
Yeah.
I want him to have integrity, as you should. Start teaching these young kids now so when they grow up to be men, you know, and sometimes these kids do need a good ass kicking. Maybe he's going to come around. Maybe he's going to get involved with the wrong person who has a toxic relationship. That guy's going to come around, beat the crap out of him. You know, these are lessons that you can't teach.
You just definitely learned that a time or two.
No, not me.
Weren't you dating that cop?
Who are we talking about?
You.
I dated an LAPD officer, yeah.
Wasn't their ex?
Oh, he was a nut job.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, he pulled me over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He pulled me over. Yeah,
not done. Me remembering your stories better than you do.
There's so many of them, though, Breezy.
I know.
There's so many of them. So everybody's on board here with Sherry that she can go ahead and continue to just lay into her son to be a better dude.
Everyone's in lockstep with her. Stephanie says, what a great mom. You have to teach them young.
Yeah.
How would he feel if his girlfriend had a side piece? That is true, Stephanie. That is true. It's a tough scene.
He's just running the streets at 14.
I know.
Not in the spring, though. That's when pollen season
is in full effect. Gotta get those allergy shots.
98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. 28th of October. 58 for the high today. So the question we're asking is, do parents still make homemade Halloween costumes? Yes or no? And I understand, it's not the 90s anymore. You know, most kids want a store-bought Halloween costume, but how many parents are still in the basement sweatshop sewing together a custom-made costume for their child? Those were the days. Because when I was growing up, I think the biggest Halloween expense was probably those scream masks where you could pump blood into it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That thing was ahead of its time.
That was wild. That was absolutely wild, for sure.
But when your kid says, yeah, I want this costume, it's going to be over $100. Do you like, no, I can make that. Do you do it?
So my mom wasn't super like crafty. I mean, she was a teacher, so she for sure like had that creative ability in her body. She wasn't like hand sewing anything, but she's like, we could gather things from Walmart and other places and just make it ourselves type of thing.
My mother was running to Michael's. Oh, I can make this.
I got it. No worries whatsoever.
Well, the pressure was on too, not just for Halloween, but remember all the moms that were making their kids costume for theater?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my Lord. Mm-hmm. They would just whip something up overnight. Yeah, and it fit like a glove.
Like a glove.
How did they do that?
I know. And listen, I also would make my own costumes as well. Like, one year I went as a credit card, and I got a poster board.
Oh, yeah, that seems easy to do.
And I did all the things, and, you know, it's, I think they're just more original than the store-bought, because if it's a store-bought, you run the risk of matching somebody that you don't like.
Of course. But, like, if I had the option growing up, I always would want a store-bought Halloween costume. Instead of my mom saying, I can make it for you, sweetie. No, I want Take me to the store.
I
want to pick it out. Mm-hmm. You know, in today, don't you feel like it would be cooler if you had something more custom made? We've seen the Instagram videos.
Mm-hmm.
Dads are in the shed putting together a ridiculous outfit for their kid. I mean, they're so cool, but I'm just wondering how many people actually still do this today. And would you spend the money on your kid on Halloween, or would you just go ahead and make it?
Right.
585-252-9800. Hey, what did you say, Hannah, our intern? What's the one costume your mom made you? Yeah, you're probably going to need a mic for this. Yeah, come over here. She's trying to tell me from across.
Sorry, we still don't have mics, so.
Go ahead.
It's a radio station.
My mom made me a Little Miss Smarty Pants costume.
Okay.
She, like, handmade a little sign that said Little Miss Smarty Pants, and she just taped Smarties to my jeans.
What?
So that's
I mean, like, it was punny. Smarty. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of punny costumes.
Funny. Oh, you wear Smarty Pants. When was that? Like a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that was actually.
That was last year. She's like, actually, I wore it this weekend. My mom came up.
It's a good idea.
Good, no, but that's for sure.
That's tedious. Yeah, they love pulling out the hot glue gun.
Were they like wrapped or individual Smarties?
I think wrapped.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
One of my most memorable homemade costumes, I was in college. And I wanted to be popcorn. You know, it's my favorite food. I'm obsessed. So I went to the local theater down in Oswego when they were closing up shop, and I went around back to the dumpster where they put all the leftover popcorn, and I took the bag because it's in a garbage bag. It's just the garbage bag filled with just popcorn. It's not like I'm like feasting through with other garbage. And I got a like plain white tee.
Yeah.
And I hot glued individual popcorn pieces to the tank top. And let me tell you guys, like it honestly slayed. The best
what
costume.
I mean, what's a bag of popcorn go for? I mean, did you feel a need to like rummage through a dumpster? Why couldn't you just make some popcorn?
No, I didn't rummage through a dumpster. They just put it out back.
Right, I understand that. But the idea of like, hey, I'll just buy some popcorn and make it in the microwave.
Why would I buy it when it's free? What?
You are the cheapest person I know.
I just sent it to you. It's absolutely fire.
I got to see. Let me get to some of your texts coming in right now. Let's take a look. Absolutely. Oh, actually, it's pretty good, Breeze.
I know.
Not too
By the end of the night, people were eating it off of my shirt. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Let's go over to Joanne. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I am the mom who is still making the kids' costumes. The joy and excitement it gives them is worth the while to me. When the child is older, they may not remember the details of a specific costume, but they will remember the feeling of dressing up. Yeah, they will.
They will.
I said this last week on the air that during the summer jam, when I did that Michael Jackson tribute on stage, my mother hemmed those pants for me. She put
did.
The sequins down the side, and they fit like a glove.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It was custom.
So. Good morning, guys. You have about 12 or 13 Halloweens with your kids. Spending 40 or 50 or 60 bucks on a costume is all right for what it is, because adult costumes are silly money now. I am not a creative person and can't make a costume for the life of me, but I do enjoy spending the money each year to see how excited my kids get. Yeah, so she's got a point.
Yeah.
You really had about 12 or 13 Halloweens where you're actually going out, you're trick-or-treating and doing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So spending it once a year, especially if you don't have a creative bone in your body, it's probably worth
Correct.
It.
Correct.
It's probably worth doing.
Correct.
Megan says, my kids are older now, but with four kids, I can't afford it. I pieced brilliant costumes together and sewed and glued a lot when they were younger. Best hot costume I ever made was for my son, who was 8 at the time, who went as Edward Scissorhands. Wow, that's a good costume.
Oh, wow, that is a great costume.
You give him real scissors, duct tape them to his hands? How
did
that work?
He was slicing little kids' necks. We don't know.
Jeez.
It's fine. It's always too far.
Yeah, you took it in a weird direction. Okay. But there you have it. So many people are still making the homemade costumes.
I say do it.
What's disheartening is when you do it and you want to surprise your kid and they hate it.
They're like, ew, I'm not wearing this.
Yeah. What a slap in the face.
Can we go to Spirit?
and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, it's Moose and Breezy. Actually, very excited to talk about this. You know how I am when it comes to ghost tours and just ghost.
Big ghost guy. Huge ghost guy.
I mean, because Mount Hope Cemetery, it's not just home to famous burials. I mean, it is. It's the home to famous burial sites. But, you know, we all know Frederick Douglass and our girl Susie B is buried there.
Mm-hmm.
But according to one local ghost tour guide, it's home to the spirits of many. Jenny Lynn is the owner of Rochester Candlelight Ghost Walks and says Rochester is full of visitors from the afterlife. Yesterday, by the way, I learned that there's 350,000 people buried at Mount Hope Cemetery.
That's intense.
That's more people that are living within the Rochester area.
That's crazy.
So she says that one night she was waiting for security one evening at Mount Hope. She says a man jogged right by her and she started calling out to him, "Hey, I need some help. I'm locked in." And he just sort of jogged straight into a tree and disappeared.
Right.
Where was he going? Lynn says Mount Hope is
confused.
Far from the only place in Rochester to experience the paranormal. The White Lady's Castle in Irondequoit, we've talked about that, mm-hmm. is probably the most popular spot for anyone looking for that spooky legend. Most of Lynn's experiences, though, have come from the Union Tavern on Culver Road. I don't think I've ever been there. It's a very, very active, there's a lot of active ghosts there, she says. We've been doing ghost dinners there for quite some time now, and just the other night, we had our dinner on Sunday evening, and the lights began blinking down in the basement when we were talking about the ghost, she says. Spooky. If anyone is interested in tagging along for a haunted tour of Rochester, Candlelight Ghost Walks has two more events this week for before Halloween. So there's one tonight and then one on Wednesday. For tickets, you can head on over to rochesterghost.com. They're like pub crawls.
Yeah, but with ghosts. I love it.
But yeah, but with ghosts. There's ghost walks, there's ghost dinners, there's the pub crawls. So the haunted pub crawl, there's going to be one, check-in is at 6:45. That's at Fairport Brewing. And then there's another one at Shamrock Jack's in Irondequoit there.
Love.
A lot of fun. All right, coming up on the show, you guys, anyone have a incredibly attractive friend that you hate going out with because they get all the attention while you sit in the corner of a room feeling sorry for yourself? How do you handle the jealousy when your best friend gets all the attention? Intern Hannah says this happened to her the other night, and she is fed up.
She's over it.
We'll get all the details coming up next. Anyone have an incredibly attractive friend that you hate going out with because they get all the attention while you sit in the corner of a room eating a carrot, feeling sorry for
yourself? I can only imagine that's how my friends feel about me. So.
Right. But how do you handle the jealousy when your best friend gets all the attention? It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy.
I've been in this situation. You've been in this situation. We've all been in this situation. It doesn't matter. And that's not to say that you're ugly or that you're not attractive. It's just there's always going to be someone hotter than you. Always.
Well, listen, I think it's very relatable. And you're right. I think we've all been in a situation like this. And we started talking to our intern, Hannah, this morning. Hi, good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Hannah Banana.
You expressed a little frustration this morning.
Yeah, more than a little.
It was a lot. I'm trying to be nice about it. But tell us what happened over the weekend.
I went to this Halloween party. I was feeling good about myself. I was dressed up like a pirate. I was confident.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
She had a hand as a hook as a hand.
Yeah, it was great.
It's hard to eat with, but go ahead.
But it looked cool. And my friend, who wasn't supposed to come, showed up.
Yeah.
Asked to borrow a Halloween costume, so I gave her one of mine.
Oh, you gave her one?
Yeah, because I'm just so nice.
So giving.
So giving. And in return, she decided to look better in it than I did.
And that pissed you right
off. And immediately I'm upset. So that was really fun.
Sure.
She looked gorgeous.
Is she just one of the, she's just the friend that's always pretty.
Always, yeah. She's like, I'm not even wearing any makeup right now. And she just looks beautiful. And she's glowing.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. It's unfair.
Yeah, genetics.
So immediately I'm upset, but it's fine. And we go into this party. I was doing fine before, and now nobody's talking to me.
You're invisible.
I'm invisible. These guys start talking to her, and at first it's like a group conversation.
And then all of a sudden you're in the background.
Yeah, I'm like slowly out of the circle. I'm like, all right, I know what's happening.
They keep pushing you out slowly.
Legit, yeah. Uh-huh. So I just end up legit in the corner, like eating snacks, just watching her talk to these two guys. They're like hearts in their eyes.
Oh,
like,
man, she's got guys wrapped around her finger.
Yeah, and she's just so sweet about it. Like, I can't even be mad, but I am. My, yeah.
Let me guess, she's a theater major?
She is a theater major!
She's an actress.
Yeah, so she's just naturally great at talking to people, and I'm just, like, the duff in the corner.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't be so hard on yourself. What is she knows what she's doing, too, right? Or she just played dumb to all of us.
First of all, you're not a duff. Don't ever call yourself a duff. So the designated fat, ugly friend.
Oh, Hannah.
Absolutely not. But you're right. There's always going to be someone hotter than you.
Yeah, there always is. And the duff is more like a state of mind.
It's a vibe.
The vibe that I was giving was duff. And this isn't the only time that it happens, though. I've been out with her a couple times. And we'll start off the night, like, just the two of us talking. And by the end of the night, it's just us and a group of guys.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, in the corner, like, what's up? Like,
you know why you're the cool girl, too, though? Because there's a lot of girls out there who have friends with do the opposite. They'd walk right up to those guys and be like, she's not interested.
Oh, I hate that.
There is those girls. And it comes from the duff energy. It comes from the jealousy.
Right.
And it's like, if I'm not getting some, nobody's getting some. And it's like, bro, that's not it.
And it's just people hate those type of, they don't like them. They
yeah,
don't like
I
those girls.
Do that.
Like, but it's guys, too. Guys do it, too. Guys definitely do it, too.
I've never seen that.
I have.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
No, I've never witnessed that.
Well, guys, you're blessed, yeah. But it happens.
You're blessed.
All the time.
Yeah, no, I want to support my friend. Like, I don't want to give that energy. But at the same time, I hate just sitting in the corner by myself.
But let me ask you something, though. If she notices that you were in the circle and now you're staying in a corner eating a chomping on celery, why doesn't she make an effort to pull you back in?
She was just really invested in our conversation, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a true friend. I'm sorry, Hannah. It's not a true friend.
I
don't know what to tell you.
She probably was drunk. Let's just keep it 100.
She probably
had a couple drinks.
You're butt hurt, though. I mean, you know, this has clearly bothered you. How many other people has this happened to? Got a couple texts coming in, 585-252-9800.
Thank you for being so vulnerable this morning, Hannah.
It's very sweet of you. Thank you.
You know, I like to protect my intern at all costs. You know what I mean? And if
I don't.
If I can do something to help, like blast on the air, let's do it.
Listen, I had a friend that I went to high school with. And he also moved out to L.A. So when we were in Los Angeles, we used to go out with, you know, each other and hang out and go to the bars and stuff like that. And he was like the best looking dude I knew. And it pissed me off because anywhere we went, women would just flock to the guy. He had a six pack, chiseled jawline, anything he put on. All of his clothes was model material. I'm like, I just felt so gross next to him all the time.
Yeah.
You see, you have that friend where they just... They're not trying to do it, but you just feel bad about yourself.
My best friend in the whole wide world is stunning, gorgeous, girl next door, blonde hair, blue eyes, tiny. I've felt this way my whole life, but I can't be mad at her because she is such an angel. She's such an angel.
No, you can't be mad at the person because then that says everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I was pissed at my buddy. It doesn't have anything to do with looks, this person said. It's more than likely she's just outgoing and bubbly. And easier to approach for most guys.
This person says, I agree with Moose. She should have at least been a good friend to bring her back into the conversation because that's absolute garbage.
Right. She just left you there to drown. No, I'm sorry. That's not it. Katrina says, I grew up with that best friend, always feeling like the third wheel, always invisible or feeling stupid. And my first boyfriend admitted that he was dating me just because he had a crush on her, but she wasn't interested. All the fun people and interesting guys only ever saw her, and it was so frustrating. Eventually, we lost contact after going different ways in life, and I found other better friends who were more like me and whom I felt equal to. That came in from Katrina.
Okay. No equals.
No equals?
Because you know what? Here's where I take issue with it, because You like somebody for the person that they are. You don't like them for their looks, especially when it comes to friendship. Like, I'm not going to not be friends with someone because they're prettier than me. Actually, it says everything about me if I'm friends with pretty people.
But I'm saying, like, in her situation or when this happens, looks is the first thing someone's going to notice.
Because that's surface level.
That's what they're drawn to.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's how conversation gets started when you're out in public. And they notice, yeah, she's pretty, but then she's also bubbly and super annoying, and guys flock to that. You know what I'm saying? She knows what she's doing, Hannah. Don't let her pull the wool over your eyes. It's happening.
Hannah's crying. We're going to take a break.
Perfectly normal and nothing wrong about being a girl that wants attention and validation from men. Damn, Julie.
See, can't relate to that. That's not my vibe, so.
No, not at all. Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. Don't forget to download that free Odyssey app and listen for an hour each day for your chance to win $5,000 in that national contest. That's all you got to do is listen for an hour each day to Peaks White Mornings or 98PXY, and you are automatically entered in to win. All right, here's the thing. If any of these terrible scenarios is something that you have personally experienced, we would love for you to call and tell us about them. But the Bad Choices game is where we present three terrible decisions. And then myself, Breezy, and intern Hannah, and of course you, the listener, will discuss which one of them is the worst out of three. And I think we've all been a part of at least maybe one of these situations. For example, let's pick a category. Hannah, I'll let you pick first on the board. We have relationships, family, cheating, events, or workplace ethics. What do you want to start with?
I think relationships.
Of course. Yeah. Let's go to relationships. Okay. Here's what we have in relationships. These are the three scenarios, okay? Sleeping with a crazy ex, sleeping with your friend's sibling,
ooh,
or sleeping with someone who dated one of your best friends. What is the worst one?
Oh, I don't like any of these.
They're horrible.
I'm going to have to go with the siblings one, I think.
Sleep with your friend's sibling or sleeping with someone, the sibling? Okay, you're the going.
Friends, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with sleeping with someone who dated your best friend. I think that's the worst one. Especially when you don't talk to them about it, too. It's the worst one. Breeze?
I think it's sleeping with your best friend's ex. Honestly. Why do you say the sibling?
I mean, I think I have younger brothers, so it just feels icky all around.
So if your best friend slept with your brother, you'd be pissed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
none of them are good, so.
It's bad enough that guys don't pay attention to you at the bar, and your girls are just throwing you to the curb. I know.
It does hit different for Hannah, considering the fact that you have, what, three brothers?
Yeah, three younger brothers, so I would hate to hear about any of that.
But so, what if one of them was pursuing your best friend?
I wouldn't let them do that.
You wouldn't let them do it?
I would put a stop to that.
That's where she steps in and say, she's not interested.
And, that's, you know, it's crazy too, Hannah, because you could potentially be breaking off somebody's soulmate.
I don't think so. I know better than they do, I think.
All right, let's go to the next category. We're going to go with sleeping with your friend's sibling on that one, okay? For relationships. Breezy, family, cheating, events, or workplace ethics?
Workplace ethics.
All right, here's what's going on in the workplace. What is the worst out of these three? Sabotage a coworker, their project, from getting a promotion. So sabotage a coworker's project for a promotion, lie to your boss about why you missed work, or steal office supplies for personal use.
Oh, God, I've done all of those but one.
We all know you like to steal office supplies.
We do. I'm going to say the sabotaging your coworker for sure.
Hannah?
Yeah, I agree. Sabotage.
Sabotage a coworker's project. Well, you know what's worse than that? It's someone coming up with a great idea and you taking ownership of it.
Yeah. It's a tale as old as time. 13 going on 30. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Lie to your boss about why you missed work.
Oh, please. We've all been there. We've all been there.
That's what I'm going with. I'm going with lying.
One time I sent my boss, not this boss, I sent my boss a picture of myself in a neck brace. And I was like, I can't come to work. I think I broke my neck. And I fully bought that at the medicine shop. So
yeah, see, this
for the photo.
Horrible coworkers. Horrible employees.
Mm. Well, these things happen. All right. What about you? What are you going to pick?
Next category. Let's go to family. All right. Family. What is worse out of these three, you guys? Criticizing a family member's parenting, showing up drunk to a family reunion, or forgetting your partner's birthday? How do you forget your partner's birthday?
I've been there.
Oh, you've been there too? Okay, got it.
Yeah, I think that one happens. I think the parenting one is going to lead to some big fights.
Oh, the fights at the holidays?
I'm going to say showing up drunk to the family reunion because you don't know if that person's aggressive or if they're going to start World War VII.
So let me get this straight. You don't think that if you forgot your partner's birthday, that wouldn't be the worst thing?
No, not comparable to those things.
Well, you're shaking your head, Hannah. Have you ever been in that situation where you forgot a partner's birthday?
Well, no, but
of course
I have.
How did that go? How did that turn out?
I fixed it. I saved it. But
the full day, the whole day, you had nothing prepared.
The day before. So basically what had happened was my girlfriend at the time was talking to one of my close friends and was like, I think Breezy forgot my birthday. And they kind of like baited me and asked me like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? I was like, well, I have to go to the gym and then I have an appointment.
Yeah, you never mentioned the birthday.
Never, not once. And they were like, what about, you know, that one thing? And I was like, oh my God. So I ran to the dollar store and like, booked reservation.
The dollar store?
Well, I had to get decorations. And she woke up and she was like, oh my God, I thought you forgot my birthday. I was like, I would never
do that to you. You totally forgot her birthday.
Totally forgot it.
Let's go over to the category of, let's go over to cheating. What is worse? Hannah, cheat on your partner with a mutual friend, cheat on your partner at their best friend's party, or cheating on your partner while they're out of town? Breezy's been through all three.
Fully.
I think the party one, because they're...
Are you cheating with the best friend?
Yeah, who are you cheating with?
It just says cheating on your partner at their best friend's party.
Yeah, it's definitely the party.
It's definitely the party, because they're there, all the friends are there, it's big drama.
Uh-huh. I have to agree. What was the first one again?
Cheat on your partner with a mutual friend.
Nah.
No?
I mean, like...
Or the other option is...
That's so classic.
You could cheat on your partner while they're out of town.
I mean, the cheating out of town is a tale as old as time.
People do it all the time. Yeah. It's terrible. Cheating on your partner...
My own partner went out of town to cheat on me.
Cheat on your partner at their best friend's party.
Yeah,
so
that's definitely
the one. Party.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? You're in the...
You're in the bed.
In the bedroom, yeah. I guess.
The basement.
I could see why that would cause some issues. Yes, of course. All
That's
right.
Something no one would ever forget.
No.
I've talked about for a long time after you do that one.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say it. Let's.
Oh my God.
And then what events do events? Let's go to our last category.
Okay.
Okay. Breezy.
Yeah.
What's worse? Propose at someone else's wedding.
No, absolutely not.
Show up late to your best friend's wedding.
Been there.
Skip your sibling's graduation party for a vacation.
Been there.
Or
as well.
Just the graduation in general.
Been there as well.
You didn't go to your brother's graduation.
I didn't.
Where were you?
I had an event that I had to do.
Proposing at someone else's wedding is such garbage.
I think that's it.
It's such trash.
It's so bad.
And people do
not it. Even just their wedding, like any of their events that is about them. Absolutely not. No, thank you. No.
And we talked about this on the show one time because a friend of mine was getting married and her best friend's future fiance called her and was like, hey, I'm thinking about proposing at so-and-so. Do I have your permission to do this? And at first she was like panicked and was like, yeah, that's fine. And then she got a chance to think about it. And she's like, if you can't come to my wedding if you're going to do it. I completely changed my mind. Way to make the day about you and not them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can all agree. Proposing at someone else's wedding is the worst thing you can do out of the three.
Right, 100%.
Showing up late to your best friend's wedding, you probably have a valid reason. Skipping your sibling's graduation, who cares?
It's fine. They just worked their whole life to get that diploma, but no worries. No worries at all.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
All right, Breezy, I picked a film today that is pretty well known. I mean, this is a classic Halloween movie that was based off of a true story. So if you can really be the method actress I know you know how to be this morning, it would mean so much to me, along with our listeners.
Not the chainsaw in the background. All right, let's do it. I mean, I guess it adds to the ambiance.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, you are just horrendous this morning. So if you can just practice growling and making dog noises, that would be so great, okay? Okay, let's get started.
Perfect.
Lights, camera, and action. Janet, are you feeling all right?
Stop calling me Janet.
Well, that's your name, isn't it?
Janet is asleep, and I'm talking.
Well, what should I call you? What is your name?
You don't belong here.
My name is Morris Gross. Who are you, darling?
This is my home. Get out now! Oh,
this is not your house. What is your name?
Knock, knock.
Oh, very well. Who's there?
Bill. 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 Bill!
Bill who?
My name is Bill Wicking, and I'm 72 years old.
Where did you come from?
I come from the grave.
How did you die?
I went blind and had a brain hemorrhage. I went blind and died in my sleep in a chair in the corner.
Why did you come here?
I like to hear them scream! The same way I want you to scream.
Where are you going? Cut! On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think you did?
11. 12, maybe.
Yeah, it was pretty good, Breezy. Ladies, hold up your cue card. How well do you think Breezy did on a scale of 1 to 10? I have a 10 and a 10. You guys are...
So 20, basically.
Totally gaslighting her. Mm-hmm. All right, job well done. You should be getting a call from my agent who I fired last week.
No, we've been talking for quite some time. You have no idea. She's obsessed.
All right, we got a lot of guesses coming in here. A couple of you guessed The Exorcist, which would make sense. That is not correct, but close. Another person guessed Rosemary's Baby.
This person says The Conjuring 2.
So close. It's just The Conjuring.
Just The Conjuring 1.
Yes, that's 100% correct.
I actually went to The Conjuring house.
Where?
In Massachusetts.
I was going to say, isn't that like in...
Massachusetts.
Why were you there?
I had to check it out.
The most demonic place you could possibly go.
I was like, we should go. Yeah. Like, okay.
Were they giving tours?
Mm-mm. I just drove by it.
Is it being lived in?
No.
There's no way, right? Why don't they just knock the damn thing down?
No, because it's a historical monument.
It's so evil, though.
I know.
Yeah, so The Conjuring, Breezy's going to watch that tonight, bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. I can't think of a scarier, more freaky movie to watch tonight than this, leading up to Halloween on Thursday.
I definitely crushed it.
You did very well, Breeze. Thank you for bringing it today. That was a lot, but why don't you bark one more time before we go into break?
See ya.
See ya.
98PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station.
585-252-9800 is the number to call or text if you need to clear the air and get something off your chest for There I Said It. Who's weighing in this morning, Breezy? I know Andrew's here, who says the Yankees suck. I think we can all agree the Dodgers are going to sweep this series. There I Said It. Did you know the World Series was going on?
Yeah, I watched that guy get blown out in second base. So he like popped his shoulder out or something.
Yes.
I was in the middle of Applebee's. I saw it on TV.
Well, you went to Applebee's.
Sure did.
Applebee's has the best $1 margaritas. There I said it.
Oh my God. The half-off apps make my heart flutter. There I said it. I got three apps for $15.
It's like a farmer's market in there.
It really is. You know I love a good deal.
Yes.
Someone commented on our Instagram the other day and was like, the only thing Breezy loves is a deal. And I was like, where's the lie? Where is the lie?
Love a good deal.
I'm obsessed. Yeah. So what's Andrew saying?
I just told you. The Yankees suck. I think we can all agree Dodgers are going to sweep the series.
I don't even get, like, I don't even understand. Like, how many, they play 100 times and then they figure out who wins after that? I don't get it.
No, so it comes down
to... They've played, like, 100 times. Every night.
Okay, no, they didn't play last night. The Yankees...
But they're just playing each other, is what I'm saying.
Right, it's best out of four.
It's like, when do you know...
Or, best out of seven.
You gotta know when to hang it up, you know what I mean? It's like... How many times have we watched the same people play the same thing?
Dodgers are winning right now 2-0, and then they're at Yankee Stadium tonight.
Well, who blew their shoulder out?
I don't know. I didn't see the game.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Dodgers?
I don't know who blew their shoulder out. I don't know who you're referring to.
Who? Yeah, Sohan Ohtani.
Oh, yes, he's not playing right now.
Yeah, because he blew his shoulder out. I watched it live on TV.
Let's go. Yeah, so the game is tonight, for those of you who... I'm not a huge baseball fan. I'm not. Do I love the World Series? Yes. It's always extremely exciting. Let's go over to Kimmy, who says wearing a bra is 100% more comfortable than actually wearing one without. I don't understand how some women are totally okay with allowing their boobs to sag, especially in public. That's gross. There, I said it.
You have to have boobs for them to sag, Kimmy. So there's that. Sorry, your boobs touch your ankles. What? God. I'm so confused.
Shots fired.
Yeah, I've worn a bra since 94, so.
Yes, we love a good water bra.
Oh, golly. What's a water bra?
It's a bra filled with water.
What?
Yeah, my girlfriend.
That would really hurt your back.
My girlfriend in high school had a water bra.
I've only heard of a water bed. Insane.
All right, who do you got on your end?
Well, Jessica's here.
What's up, Jess?
I'm so sick and tired of taking my kids to these trunk or treat events. They're the lamest thing in the world. There, I said it.
What is the trunk or treat?
You don't have to take them, Jessica. You're the parent.
What exactly is it?
We all go to a parking lot. Everyone opens up their hatchback and then they
the Subaru?
Have candy. Yeah, that's really all it is.
Oh, that's what it is. So you just go to an empty parking lot, like at a Sunoco gas station? You hand out candy to kids?
They were doing one behind the Tops and... 12 Corners just this past Saturday.
Well, I'm sure it's exciting for the kids.
Maybe.
Johnny boy. What's up, guys? I know that both of you are not married just yet, but I'm happy to give you some advice. I've been married for 14 years, and the best thing you can do to have a happy, successful marriage is to sleep in separate bedrooms. There, I said it. All right, Johnny. Thank you so much.
Wow. Send it.
Are you down with sleeping in separate bedrooms?
No.
You're not?
No, not at all. I don't agree with that. It's like, first of all, I mean, I would love to have separate rooms.
It's got to save a couple of marriages if your partner snores like a chainsaw.
I would love to have my own room. I don't like sharing.
Yeah.
That's okay. This person did not take their name, but they said, eating alone is far more superior than eating with other people. There, I said it. You know, when you're eating with somebody, when you're eating with somebody and you have to talk to them while you have, you know, chicken wings down your gullet, I should say. So it's not the vibe.
Yes, you down the guzzle.
You could choke.
Trish from Brockport wants to know if we want to go to Applebee's with her.
Well, this person just texted in and said, I work at Applebee's and you will be shocked to know how some of the food is prepared. There, I said it. Yeah, I gotta go.
Trish, I'm so sorry. We're gonna go ahead and cancel.
Well, at least I got one last hurrah in.
Yes.
It was absolutely traumatizing. Also, why would you text that in? They're spin dip slaps. That's all I gotta say.
Oh God, it's any restaurant. But yes, we would be probably,
I mean, all of their food
to
is
our
coming
core
out of plastic bags.
No, you're thinking of Olive Garden.
It's all the same.
It's
all the same. It's
what?
All the same.
They used to have the best quesadilla burger. Did I tell you I got my blood work done before I ate the burger and after? They're like, yeah, your blood is just.
They're like, it's just your salt. So.
All right, let me get to one more. Why is there so much damn construction in this city all year round? I can't go anywhere in Rochester without seeing orange cones. Half the time, I'm under the impression they're actually not doing anything constructive. This city is just wasting taxpayers' money.
Right.
There, I said it. That came in from Vincent.
You really need to stop texting in while we're on the air on a different number.
It's not me. It's all my family
what
members.
Who did you pay to write this? Barbie is a movie about a man who's trying and failing to get out of a toxic relationship. There, I said it.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Mm-hmm. Because you wrote it in.
It's not true.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.